Hello and welcome to Back Chat, your podcast all about scoliosis, yoga and back care. My name is Christine Jaregi-Berry. I'm a yoga teacher, creator of the Yoga Berry Yoga for Scoliosis community and YouTube channel, and this show is all about supporting you on your scoliosis journey. So if you're looking for practical advice and inspiration on how to manage the condition with yoga and movement, then you're in the right place. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Back Chat. Welcome to Yoga Berry, your yoga for scoliosis community. My name is Christine Jaregi-Berry, and I do this every Wednesday, 4 p.m. UK time, if you ever want to join me live. Much more fun, because then we can have a little conversation. Well, you can type in the chat and I can respond. Sometimes I've got interview guests here to have a little chat with me and to share all their wisdom. So we've got usually different topics. Today, it's just me talking, and it's giving you a great opportunity to ask your questions. So if you are joining live, feel free to type in the chat box and let me know if there is anything that you would like to ask. And the topic for today is a one that always comes up, especially with those that have lumbar scoliosis. So scoliosis in your lower spine. And that is about uneven hips. So feel free to come and say hello if you're here live. Let me know if this is something that maybe you have noticed before, if you've got any questions about this topic. And I have asked on Instagram, on my Instagram account already, which is yogaberry.scoliosis, if you want to connect over there. I usually ask before the show goes live what people's questions are, and there have been quite a few. So I'm going to try and go through these. Same thing in my Facebook group. So I like to give people the chance to, especially those that can't make it live, to ask their questions in there. But obviously, I can see that a few of you are live here now. So feel free to come and say hello. Let me know whereabouts you are in the world. Let me know if you've got scoliosis and what your questions might be about this topic. So let me bring up, I have a little slide here just to kind of illustrate a little bit more about what we're talking about. And I'm going to go straight into Laura's question. So Laura on Instagram, she asked, how do I know that I've got uneven hips, right? So I just want to say that we're not trying to look for problems, right? If you haven't noticed it before and it is not a big deal, then don't try and look for problems now. This is really if you have noticed this, if this is something that has been bothering you, then you might want to watch. So I can see Karen is here. Hi, Karen. Let's go through this picture first of all. So Laura asked, how do I know that I've got uneven hips? The best thing to do really is to look in the mirror, right? If you see that your pelvis is shifted over to one side or the other, you notice that, you know that you've got uneven hips. You might notice that the waist looks different from one side to the other. So you can see it here with this graphic, and I'm not quite sure if you can actually see the mouse when I'm pointing at it. But you can see on the left side that there is a little bit more of a dip there. On the right side, you've got a much straighter line. So again, that is kind of an uneven tilted pelvis. It might look that one hip is kind of higher, or it might even look that one leg is longer. So let me know if this all kind of sounds familiar, if this is you, if this is something that you have come across. So this is a good way to notice. And there are a few things that you can kind of do to pay a little bit more attention to this. And this is something that I would always kind of recommend to people, is just notice how things might feel different on one side to the other, especially in your yoga practice. In your yoga practice, you're very much encouraged, at least if you're practicing with me, to notice these subtle differences between the right side and the left side. So I'm thinking of a few poses here. For example, anything where you kind of engage the hip flexors, the psoas muscle, which is running kind of over the front of the hips. If, for example, you're lying on your back and you're trying to lift up one leg, that might feel different on one side to the other. So this would be kind of another sign that there might be a little bit of an imbalance there going on in the hips. But there are plenty of other ways as well to find out. So let me know if you're here. Let me know if you have noticed it before. If maybe does it come up in certain yoga poses, for example. I'm going to try and find my banner again. Here it is. I did promise my daughter to put up her picture. So she drew me a little picture for my back chat. So that was her request for today's show. So I had to make sure that this is in here as well. So she's drawn me here with a little YouTube sign in front, which I thought was really, really nice. Yes. So Laura, I hope that this is helpful. I hope that this makes sense. And I'm pretty sure that you know already if there is something imbalanced, right? And what is really interesting about this is, if I find my other picture again of the scoliosis, that the hips, if you look at yourself from the back, they will shift away from your primary curvature. So from the biggest curve that you have, and this is especially for those of you who've got S curves or who've got more than one curve, you might notice that your hips are shifted over to the opposite side of your main curvature. So for example, for this person here, in this graphic, they have a right thoracic curvature. So you can see the biggest curve. It's kind of more as a the top of the picture, and it's going towards the right. The hips are shifted over to the left, so they're slightly shifted over. It's sometimes a little bit difficult to kind of make this clear in a graphic, but that's usually how it works. So if you have one large curvature, for example, a thoracolumbar curve, and it's going to the left, then most likely your hips are shifted over to the right. So it will always be the opposite. So that's quite, that's just something to maybe notice. Bonnie is saying she notices this. Good, lovely. You will also, when you have a look on Instagram, I do have some before and after pictures there from a client of mine, and you will see that the hips are shifted. It was 2 days ago or something like that. So it's one of the last posts, and you will see that the hips are shifted over to the right. And then after we worked on this body awareness, we worked on a changing kind of the proprioception and changing, activating different muscles, you will see that the hips are much more centered, which is really, really interesting. And this kind of brings me to, who was it? Veronica's question. So Veronica is basically asking, what can we do about it, right? Is there something we can do about it? Is there something we can do to fix this? And Bonnie, maybe let us know what your curvature is. Do you have kind of a main lumbar curvature? Do you feel like your hips are kind of shifted over to the other side? Give us a little bit more information. The other thing to kind of think about here is leg length difference. And again, let me know if this is something that resonates with you. But for me, when I was a teenager, and I had quite a lot of back problems, and I kept going back to the orthopedic surgeon to see, you know, well, what is there that can be done about this? What they did was the first thing they did is they kind of put me on this little board to lift up one leg to see if that would even out the hips. And it did. So is there a leg length difference? Isn't there a leg length difference? This is always something that comes up. We do have to keep in mind that because of the rotation that is going on in the spine, it could sometimes seem like one leg is longer than the other, but it might not necessarily be true. So again, have a look at this image on Instagram, and you know who you are, obviously. But before, it looks like there is actually one leg longer than the other. Now, we haven't actually magically lengthened the leg with the yoga sessions. What we've done is we worked higher up, bringing the torso over the hips, and that kind of corrected the tilt in the hips as well. So this is just something to bear in mind. Now, I'm not saying that there is never a leg length difference. So it can absolutely be true. And sometimes what happens is that because one leg is shorter than the other, and you grow and you grow and you grow, then the scoliosis develops. So who knows? You know, we don't really know what happened first. Was the leg kind of, was there a leg length difference and then the scoliosis developed? Or was the scoliosis there and then it looks like the legs are slightly different lengths? And the only way really to find out is if you've got an x-ray, and you really need to kind of have a full x-ray of the legs, which even I have never bothered to do. So yeah, it's just something to keep in mind. Good, lovely. So Bonnie is saying my curve is opposite of yours. So I have a left lumbar curve with a compensating right curvature. So I would imagine Bonnie has got a right lumbar curvature. So her hips, if that is her primary curve, her hips will most likely be shifted over to the left. And I do this, I teach this all the time in my 4 weeks practice transformation, my online course. We really go into details, and I very much encourage people to visualize what is going on in their bodies and to maybe even draw your curvature or draw the shape, have some pictures taken of you from the back, from the front, from the sides, to really notice what's going on. And now, just one thing about symmetry. So sometimes we get a little bit caught up about this idea of symmetry and this idea of having kind of the perfect body, in a way, you know, perfect weight and all of that, but also perfectly looking on the right side and on the left side. Now, we are not designed to be completely symmetrical. So this is just something, keep this at the back of your mind. We have one heart, right? And it's slightly over to the left. You know, all the abdominal organs, they create an imbalance at the end of the day. We are not completely balanced on the left side and on the right side. So of course, there will be other things going on. And I'm sure even if you have a very mild scoliosis, even if you have no scoliosis, notice if you're standing, do you turn one foot more out than the other? And I don't think I've ever seen anyone who is completely symmetrical in this department. So again, this would be another kind of another sign and maybe something to investigate a little bit more of. If there is one leg tending to turn out a little bit more, what does that mean for anything that is going on higher up in the body? The knees, for example, the hips, the psoas muscles, hip flexors, the lower abdominals. There will be a slightly different translation of that on the left side and on the right side. On top of that, you've got scoliosis, or maybe it's the other way around. As we know, we don't know what came first. With that rotation going on, there might be it's very likely that the muscles work quite differently on the left side to the right. Good. Let me just have a little look here at the chat. And I know there's always a little bit of a delay, so please do bear with me. And I know that I missed a couple of comments last time, but I do have a look at them, I promise. So feel free to ask your questions. Good. So let me bring up this one. Joyce is saying, I have never had back pain. It started last May. There were subtle signs. It started with one leg being shorter than the other. Yes. So this is very, very common. I hear this all the time, that we've got kind of this period of time when we don't have any problems, we don't have pain. And then, you know, we get a little bit older, or there's other things going on in our lives, maybe a pandemic, and all of a sudden we're sitting in front of our computers all the time. And then we start to get problems and we start to notice these things. And maybe, yes, and I, Joyce, I don't know, obviously, if your leg is actually shorter than the other, or does it just kind of seem like this? So it's just something to investigate. And I can tell you, whenever I go to see a chiropractor or osteopath, they are always really confused. So they always start off saying, oh, you've got a leg length difference. And then they do a little bit of clicking and popping and correcting. And then they're like, oh, actually, now the other leg is shorter. So this very often has something to do with that little bit of rotation twist in the pelvis. And we are going to talk about twisting next week as well. Good, lovely. Tatiana is saying she's listening and working. Lovely. Please let us know what exercises works for uneven hips. That's why you're all here, right? I was just waiting for this question. Good. Hi, Laura. Laura is here as well. She's saying hi. Laura, I did address your question in the beginning, so I don't know if you heard it, if you missed it, about how do we notice that we have got uneven hips. So you might want to go back to the beginning. Good. So Joyce is saying, had an x-ray, saw mild scoliosis, chronic midline bilateral sciatica. The pain is excruciating. Yes. And this is something else, right? This is why I did want to talk about this. And hopefully you all know me. I'm thinking those of you are here, but if you don't know me, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical professional. I am a yoga teacher. So I come from this point of view of somebody who works with people and my own body, obviously, as well, but also other people that practice yoga. And I look at a lot of people, how they move, and help them, you know, how to kind of to make changes that they can do on their own, right? And exercise is a big part of this, and movement is a big part of this. But anything I find, and that's why I always say, people with lumbar scoliosis, typically in my experience, have the most amount of problems, because there is this direct connection to the pelvis. Back of the pelvis, you know, we've got the SI joint, which is an area which can be, if that's out of alignment, that can be painful. Sciatic nerve goes through that area as well. That can be painful. So there's a lot of kind of room for things to be hurting and things to be kind of affecting the lower back and the pelvis, the hips directly. So it's a big kind of problematic junction. It doesn't have to be, but it can be really problematic. Good. Lovely. So let's get back to Tatiana. She wants to know what we can do about this, right? She wants to know, come on, Christine, stop the waffling. Just tell us what we need to do. Is downward dog a good pose for scoliosis? As with always, it depends. For hip imbalance, it's a tricky one, right? Because yes and no. But for downward dog, you have obviously most of the weight on your hands. Hopefully you've got a lot of weight in your feet as well. But what you can do in your downward dog is you can maneuver your hips slightly. You can move them over to the right and you can move them over to the left. Now, if you know what you're doing, this can be super useful. And if you have someone there, even better, they can look out for that symmetry in the hips. If you're practicing on your own and you're not quite sure what you're doing, there's also a lot of room for error and for things kind of to be really embedded in the brain of like, oh, this feels right, this feels wrong. And for scoliosis, we know that there can sometimes be a problem in the perception of how you feel and what is actually alignment. So that is always something that comes up. Now, what I really like in terms of yoga poses, I'm going to bring up your other comment again, Tatiana, is first of all, very simple standing Tadasana, mountain pose. Put a block to your inner thighs, right? I can't do it here because I don't have enough room here to show you, but hopefully you can imagine it. You stand up, bring a block to your inner thighs, and you squeeze your legs together and stand in front of the mirror and see what difference this makes to your hips. And I guarantee you it will make a difference. If, you know, if there is scoliosis, if there is a lack of stability, that will be really, really helpful. So what I usually do with people that have problems in this department is we really look at the core support and we look at what we can do to get a little bit more core support and kind of balance this whole area out a little bit more. So those of you who have been maybe wearing a brace when you were younger, you know that they give you the brace kind of to stabilize. And most of the braces now, they are kind of more in the lower body. Yes, if you have a thoracic curvature, they will also go into the kind of underneath the armpit, but they're mainly in the lower body, but they're really designed to keep you stable. Now, you want your body to do this when you're older, right? You do not want to wear a brace. It's not very comfortable. It's not nice. So you want to kind of train your body and make sure that it acts like a brace, like a corset, to be able to support your curvature and to support your lower spine. So long-winded answer, Tatiana, for anything core strengthening. And I'm not talking kind of big sit-ups. I'm talking more things like this where you're, for example, doing bridge pose, squeezing the inner thighs into a block. That can be really, really super helpful for this gently strengthening this whole area. And then the other thing is also just to kind of notice your patterns, right? And I usually say this when people, I'm thinking of bridge pose now again, when people first lie down in bridge pose, look up and look towards your legs. Are your hips shifted over to the right or to the left? Now, we know now from the beginning, the hips always shift away from the direction, from the convexity of your primary curvature. So whatever your primary curve is, the hips will probably be shifting over to the other side, right? So you kind of need to bring them back. So I know my main curvature is a left lumbar curve. My hips will shift over to the right, even when I lie down. Sometimes this doesn't happen, right? So do not look for problems when there aren't any there. But I know I need to bring them back to center before I start anything else. Good. So does that help, Tatiana? Let me know if that is at all helpful. Good. Neil is saying amazing work. Thank you so much. Lovely. Joyce is saying you've got lots of medical problems, so it's left me so depressed. I know. I can really empathize with this. It can sometimes be hard, and just know that there are a lot of people that start the practice and start being curious about their scoliosis and what to do. They start quite late on in their lives, and you can still make a change. It doesn't matter how old you are. Okay. Okay, Keiko is saying, I can shift my hips to align my body when I'm standing up, but it's hard to keep this and walk, working out and move around. Any tips? Yes, that's the hardest. But I would say work first with a static posture, right? So you work on it with, for example, you squeeze the inner thighs into block, really kind of working on that core support. Let your body feel and experience what this is like, what it feels like. And then you might take it into a very simple movement. For example, you just take a step forward with the left foot and the right foot is back. So slightly asymmetric. Don't make it too complicated. Notice what's happening with your hips. Can you still keep them in line? So if you know, right, you're becoming your detective. If you know that your hips want to shift over to the right, can you keep them aligned? Can you bring them back? And I would strongly recommend, if you cannot obviously have a yoga teacher there, and I do offer sessions via Zoom, but I know that this is not accessible for everyone, practice in front of a mirror, right? Practice and look at yourself and notice what is happening. Now, you cannot look at your own back, do realize that, but you can look at yourself from the front. So this is definitely something that you can just kind of know, but or notice, but start small and simple, right? Do not think about, I'm going to take this into running straight away, because that is super hard and that is super frustrating. So you've done your standing, you can sort out the standing, you're telling me. How about you taking one step forwards? What happens? And then take the other step forwards. What happens? And building it up little by little. Good. Tatiana saying, what side tree pose I should do with left thoracolumbar scoliosis? My right hip is higher. Thank you. Okay. Great question. I do not recommend doing a pose like tree pose just on one side. I would recommend doing it on both sides. You are doing some major strengthening there in your glutes, in your leg. Do you really want to do this one-sided? I don't know. I don't think so. But you might do it differently on one side to the other, right? So for example, if you're balancing on your left foot, on your left leg, what happens to your hips? And again, I would recommend that you practice this in front of the mirror. What happens to your right side, Tatiana? So with a left thoracolumbar curve, she has the convexity over to the left. The right side is a little bit kind of compressed and sunken in. Can you still keep that right side nice and long? And if your right hip has come up even further, can you kind of keep it level, keep it down? Now you're saying your right hip is higher, which makes sense because the hips move away from the primary curvature. So you need to kind of work on this even more. You need to really drop that right hip, practice in front of the mirror. On the other side, this will feel different, right? This will feel a little bit easier, and already you're engaging kind of the left side and you're lifting that leg. So that is really good as well, right? That's a really good thing to practice. The muscles will engage differently. And I would really recommend that you do it on both sides. And if there is one side that is harder, you just do it twice. So I always say, start with your difficult side, go to your easy side, and then go back to your difficult side again. So that way you're kind of getting a really kind of rounded practice, but you're giving your weaker side a little bit more attention. And weaker really depends on which part of the body we're kind of thinking about. So it's not like in scoliosis, the whole of your left side is weak or strong, and then the whole of the right side is the opposite. It doesn't work like that. There are lots and lots of different imbalances. So I hope that helps. We've got lots of questions coming in now, so I'm going to try and go through these. So Laura is saying, last December, I found out that one of my ribs was more pronounced in the left side than in the right side. Could it be more related to rotation of my spine? Absolutely, yes. So sticking out ribs, I would imagine you're thinking about the front ribs sticking out. That is absolutely due to the rotation. So in the convexity always rotates backwards. So imagine that kind of the whole rib cage is rotated. So yes, there might be the lower tip of the rib cage might be kind of sticking out. And I find this is often for S curves where the curve changes direction. Good. So I try to do things to make my scoliosis better, but I'm scared that I will make it worse. So you are in the right place, and I will always say that to you. The worst thing that you can do is do nothing. So even if you do a bad movement, you know, whatever that means, you know, I'm not talking about bungee jumping or something like that. I'm talking about sensible exercise. But even if you do it completely two-sided, doing the same thing on the right and the left, it's still better than not doing anything. So you are going to make it worse if you sit on your sofa, do nothing, watch Netflix. If you're in an awkward position in your bed with your head kind of hiked up for long periods of time, that's when you're going to make it worse. You're probably not going to make it worse with exercise. Good. I have right side lumbar scoliosis with hump outwards on the right side of the waist. Which side should I sleep on? Okay, so there is another typical scoliosis, lumbar scoliosis problem. So she is saying her convexity is on the right side. The right side feels a little bit more bulky, probably when she looks at herself from the back. The hips will be shifted over to the left. So depending on if she has a thoracic curvature as well, obviously. But if that is her primary curve, most likely the hips will be shifted over to the left. Now, usually it is recommended that you sleep on the side of the concavity. So that would be kind of the most sensible way of sleeping. Now, I have made a YouTube video about this, so feel free to check this out. It's all about sleeping positions, and it's one of my most watched videos ever. In that video, I give you some options for if you are sleeping on your back, if you're sleeping on the other side, so just that you have got an option of sleeping on each side. But generally, sleeping on the concave side is a better idea than sleeping on the convex side. Good, I'm rotated to the right. Does anyone have the look of a cave chest from scoliosis? Sunken in chest, yes, absolutely. Very common. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. This again is due to the rotation as well. Laura saying is, yes, it works. I'm in front of the mirror and I did one step back with my right foot and my hips are leveled. My main curve is left lumbar. Yay! Good. So, yes, do notice these things. So investigate a little bit more. Scoliosis is so complicated, right? Because of all the twists and the turns and things going on. But there is so much that you can really, that you can notice yourself as well, and just kind of noticing what you can see in the mirror. And again, you know, it's helpful to have a yoga teacher there who looks at you, but you can see the hips is something that you can see very easily in the mirror, right? The other thing I would that you might want to kind of notice is when you're in standing, that if you look down and you look down towards the hip bones, so the ASIS, the bones that are sticking out at the front, is there one that is slightly forward of the other? So we do not only have a tilt, one hip higher and the other hip lower, but we also have a little rotation this way and that way. I'm going to really confuse you now, but I'm taking my chances here. again, I just want you to kind of notice these things. And this will come up very much when you're lying down on your back and, for example, just resting on your back with the knees bent. Obviously, one hip slightly further back, this will have an effect on that, obviously. Hi, Joe. Joe is saying great advice for everyone. Good. Hips are towards the right. That was the right side lumbar scoliosis. Okay. I was saying your hips are probably over to the left. But there you go. You know, one of these things. Scoliosis is different for everyone. Generally, the hips shift away from the primary curvatures or whatever big curve you've got. But, you know, who am I to say this? Obviously, there's so many indefinite, you know, so many different variables here. Good. So Sophie is saying my hips get uneven when I get a big muscle spasm and I don't really know how to work out as I heal from spasm. Is there any pose that you can do while healing from spasms and help my hips? Yeah, I would have to really know a lot more about this, Sophie. And, you know, I would have to really know where this is kind of, where exactly in your body this is, when do you feel it, how you generally kind of move and what the general patterns there might be. So to be able to give you kind of a more specific advice, I would have to get a little bit more information. So maybe let us know at least where exactly you feel that spasming, and we'll see what we can say about that. Good. I got diagnosed with scoliosis right now at 32 post-COVID. Post-COVID? I thought we're still in the middle of it. I have right lumbar scoliosis. Will I ever be able to cure it? Watch last week's video and conversation with Adeline Chung. And in that one, we are talking about curing scoliosis. But yeah, it's a long conversation. Have a look at it. Good. So Keiko is saying, my right hip was more forward, but it fixed now magically. Oh, is that just by listening to me? There you go. I can change scoliosis just by talking. I'm kidding, obviously. But yes, you know, sometimes it's a very, very easy kind of thing to do. And again, I would urge you to have a look in the mirror. First step, look in the mirror, confront it. notice if your hips are shifted over to the right or to the left. How does it maybe change if you bring a block to the inner thighs and you engage your legs and you engage your core actively? Does that make a change already? And if it does, then maybe think about what could you do to kind of strengthen a little bit more, strengthen that core support, and what could you do to support your body a little bit better. Now, this is it's a relatively easy thing. If there is pain, obviously, this is all a little bit more complicated. And in that case, we might really have to kind of investigate where exactly it's coming from. And for that, again, you know, I'm available for Zoom sessions, one-to-one. I'm currently running my 4 weeks Yoga for Scoliosis practice transformation. So that one is closed for registration right now, but this is really a great opportunity to kind of dive a little bit deeper into and really establish your practice and get some personalized advice from me as well. But that will probably be happening again in May or June, something like that. But I would see. I would see how it goes, how we go with this pandemic as well. Good. Lovely. Bonnie's saying, must sign off. Yes, I'm going to wrap up as well. So if there is no other questions, then I'm going to leave you with this. Get in touch with me. Connect with me on Instagram. If you've got any questions, that's the best place to go. You can go onto my website as well, which is www.yogaberry.net, and find out more information about all my courses and my online sessions and all of that. So thank you, everyone, and thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for everyone and who's asked their questions, and really making this a really fun conversation for everyone as well. And just know that when you ask a question, it will probably help somebody else as well. So let's keep the conversation going, and I'll talk to you next week. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, I would be super grateful if you could leave me a 5-star rating and review, which will help me to create lots more amazing content. If you have any questions or suggestions, reach out to me on Instagram at yogaberry.scoliosis or visit my website at www.yogaberry.net.